coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers. The Dodgers sweep the Giants, so we get into how they're not taking the gas pedal off in the month of September, how David Price might retire, and more updates on the relievers that are supposed to come back. So that's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is Locked On Dodgers, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts and on YouTube simply by searching for Locked On Dodgers. We're here every weekday morning giving you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. And to make it easier, subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts. And never miss a day, because you know we're not going to. If this is your first time listening or watching, I'm Vince Amperio. I'm usually joined by a co-host, Jeff Snyder, although he's not here today. I am rolling solo dolo for the day. And as you can tell, if you've watched on YouTube before, I'm not in my usual setup. I'm at my friend's house in Las Vegas since I was out of town this weekend. Jeff couldn't do it, so I had to do it. So, don't even have a Dodger hat today. But we're still covered, we're still good, and we're still here to talk about the Dodgers, who had a great weekend in San Francisco, sweeping the Giants, pushing the season series to 15-4, the best mark against the Giants in a while, and basically proving that the Dodgers 2021 was more realistic than the Giants 2021 was. Because the Giants are not good and the Dodgers are. And we'll get into, you know, David Price might retire. We'll get into some updates on other pitchers and maybe how the Dodgers are going to handle the pitching staff after this past weekend. But I just want to get into, you know, the Dodgers sweeping the Giants. The Dodgers have already clinched a playoff spot, have already clinched NL West with just a normal end to this regular season. They'll clinch the best record in the National League for home field advantage. And then same thing for best record in overall. They're, you know, just a normal finish to the season puts them best record overall, home field advantage throughout the entire playoffs. So Dodgers in a good spot. But, you know, as it stands, the Dodgers could have relaxed a little bit after clinching the NL West. Knowing, like I said, that just a normal end, barring a huge collapse, that they were going to be the best record in the National League and in the American League. But that is not who these Dodgers are. That is not who these Dodgers are going to be the rest of this way. And it's refreshing. Obviously, you know, I don't expect the Dodgers to win the division 3 weeks to go and, you know, play around or whatever. But, you know, we've seen teams in the past just, you know, handle things differently or whatever the case is, or just not be in the position to be able to do what they're doing. You know, we've seen other teams in the past be very good, maybe not as healthy. I mean, this team is pretty healthy offensively, and that's a good sign. And then pitching side, yeah, they're down, obviously, their big guy in Walker Buehler, and then they're down a few guys who we'll get into later in this episode. But for the most part, this Dodgers team is relatively healthy, but they're still going at it like as if they were chasing the Giants. You know, maybe, obviously, as we saw from last year, hopefully not the same way because that burnt them out a little bit. But just in terms of they're on the field to win baseball games, and that's what they're doing. And, you know, Dave Roberts talked about it on before this game on Sunday. He said, "Did you anything from the last two nights show you that these games don't mean anything?" He said, "No. If you start seeing guys get lazy, something like that, come talk to me. There's no way our guys are smart enough to know that it effing matters." And obviously, games against the Giants are always going to matter no matter what the record is. But even more so, it's fun, you know, more of a good time when the Dodgers are so much better than the Giants and continue to keep them down and, you know, not let them bother them. The Dodgers, like I said, 15-4. They got swept one time. That's when Dave Roberts called them out. And ever since then, the Dodgers have been really, 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 really good. And the best team in baseball. So Whether that's what that was the swift kick they needed, or whether this was bound to happen regardless, we'll never know. But we'll chalk it up to, you know, Dave Roberts came out and spoke when he needed to, and you see the results here. And then, you know, they've talked about just the rest of the time, and you know, in the article by Fabian Ardaya of The Athletic, you know, we know Freddie Freeman got the day off after the Dodgers clinched the NOS. When he was on the team bus going back to the hotel after the clinching celebration, he was messaging Dave Roberts trying to get him to not be benched the next day, or not, you know, not be on the bench the next day, to keep going. But that didn't end up happening. And as we know, Mookie and Trey and Freddie will probably get days off here and there the rest of the way. Mookie a little bit more so than the other two. But he said, you know, Dave Roberts said, it's not going to end up happening too often, basically. And that's just the way it is. That's the way it goes, because the Dodgers are already going to have 5 days off in between the end of the regular season and the start of the postseason. And that plus, you know, 3 weeks of games that don't necessarily matter too much in terms of getting into the postseason. So it's hard to build that back up. So if these Dodgers bring out that intensity and adrenaline every single night, then there's no matter for it. And I think the biggest part of that, what we're seeing that is in the hitting, and Dave Roberts agrees to a certain extent, because they're talking about how, you know, the lineup not reliant on the home run too much, but is able to hit home runs when necessary. And they asked Roberts about the offense, and he says it's better. I mean, you look at the games that we struggled in the postseason. We punched, we didn't move the ball forward, and didn't shorten up. You're going to face really good pitching, and you have to be able to win certain pitches and run counts and hit it the other way. He said what we did the other night when they faced Logan Webb was that's how you beat a top-end starter. Logan Webb, who has struggled against the Dodgers so far this season after completely dominating them last year, they put together a string of four hits, drove in 3 runs in 1 inning. The second and third time the guy looks at him, you know, evidence of growth, Dave Roberts said. And a matter of how this Dodgers team, you know, I tweeted about it on Saturday, how, you know, Canelo fought this weekend in boxing, and he beat GGG pretty easily, you know, pretty much putting it a pounding on in the earlier rounds, and not cruising in the later rounds, but, you know, not doing anything to give up the game or give up his fight. And the Dodgers, similar way, they got up on the board early, they had a big inning, they strung together a bunch of hits, 5 hits in a row at one point, and then they, you know, did what they did the rest of the way, and came home to a comfortable win. And a lot of the games recently with the Dodgers have seemed to be like that. They'll put up some runs early, pitching does their job, and then the Dodgers have done a decent job of tacking on runs as the game goes on, and then the Dodgers win. It's been very business-like the last, not in a bad way, but it's been very business-like the last few weeks, because the Dodgers are that much better than these teams, and, you know, they're just proving it. And Mookie Betts also had something to say about that. He said, we're not going to give up. They're not going to give up. We did a good job putting all facets together to come out with the win. Said you got to play a full game. And that's what the Dodgers have been doing. They've been playing full games. You know, offense is going wire to wire. They might not be hitting as many home runs recently as maybe they were in the past, but they're putting up runs regardless. And as Jeff and I have talked about it, you know, or big innings, whatever the case is, it just, as Jeff and I have said from the start of the season when they were talking about, oh, they have too many big innings and not enough, you know, consistency, is a big inning that gives you 5 runs is still a big inning that gives you 5 runs. So regardless, at the end of the day, you're getting what you need out of it, and that's all we can ask for. So, yeah. So Dodgers, you know, I don't expect them to let off at all. I expect them to continue to win. And while they're not going to probably – while they might not challenge the regular season record of 116 wins, they need to go – I believe 17 or 16 and 1 the rest of the way. Yeah, 16 and 1 the rest of the way to do that. But I do think they're for sure going to pass the Dodgers' franchise record in a season of 106 wins and probably get two or around 110 wins. So we'll see what happens. But I expect the Dodgers to continue to show their dominance on the field, especially with a lot of NL West opponents coming up, and then the Cardinals will be a good matchup just to keep them on their toes, keep them fresh. We're going to get into some potential news that was released this weekend and a little bit of a backtrack on that news of David Price. But first, let's talk about BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. They're your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. Find all the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts, including this year's week three games that are coming up and week four in college football. So BetOnline is your continued choice for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on everything. So head to BetOnline.net on your laptop or mobile device today to learn more about the trends and more about the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, we'll get into some pitching in a little bit, but first let's get into some potential news and, like I said, a little bit of a backtrack. So Bob Nightingale came out with an article with David Price mentioned, and here's a quote from David Price. He said, "It's just time. Everything on my body hurts." I guess it didn't necessarily say that he was retiring. It just maybe said, the context of the article might have been lost because Bob Nightingale's things are on a paywall, and I'm not sure how many people are paying for USA Today, so that might have contributed to it. David Price cleared up rumors later in the day on Sunday, said that his decision is not yet final and that he may extend his career and continue on. It's hard to see it considering I don't think he wants to spend a season on a team being a reliever, but hey, you never know. We don't know that. But the fact of the matter is, this is his last year with the Dodgers in terms of contract, and realistically, it's hard to see him pitching any significant innings in October. If he does pitch the rest of this way, it's going to be in September and probably not in any significant innings, since the Dodgers don't have too many significant innings left in the regular season. He's currently on the injured list, but that he threw a bullpen on Friday, and he's on track to face live hitters sometime this week. And then I doubt he'd need a rehab assignment. So at the end of the day, I feel like David Price, at this point, if he's considering retirement, then they'll bring him back maybe the last week or two of the season and let him pitch. But other than that, I can't see him being a valued contributor the rest of the way in terms of October baseball, just because there's a lot of arms coming back. They already have a lot of arms on the roster. And although he pitched well this season, it was in a lot of mop-up duty and in situations that aren't the highest leverage. So, but if this is going to be David Price's last season, he's been better than what the Dodgers could have expected, considering he was essentially a throw-in for salary when the Dodgers got Mookie Betts. David Price, he hasn't lit the world on fire, but he's been a pretty good pitcher when he has been able to pitch. He sat out the 2020 season. He pitched last year, starter and reliever, to varying results, but overall pretty successful. This year, been reliever for the most part, and like I said, mixed results, but overall pretty successful. And in situations that this team, the Dodgers, whether they're winning by a lot, losing by a lot, or guys need rest or whatever the case is, David Price has sat in and been that guy for the Dodgers, being able to pitch when they need him to, and that's all you can ask for. And obviously he's had a long and storied career with the Rays and the Red Sox and the Tigers and now the Dodgers. So if this is his last way, I hope the Dodgers send him out with another World Series championship. And that's a salute to David Price, because he's been, nothing but a breeze with the Dodgers. He hasn't been an issue at all. And the Dodgers haven't counted on him for much, which also helps out with that, because even if he's injured or pitching ineffectively, he's not a huge part of the Dodgers' plan. So that's how it is there. Sticking with pitching, but moving on. you know, we talked about piggyback starts this last week with the Dodgers, and if that's a something that may happen, and it would appear that it's looking a little more likely just the way the Dodgers are handling these starters, or if at the very least, if not piggyback starts, I don't think they're expecting their starters to go too deep, or at least their later starters to go too deep into games in October. Dustin May's start, last start was pushed back a day, and then he pitched on Friday, and he only went 5 innings. He didn't allow a hit. His pitch count wasn't extremely high, but the Dodgers pulled him out. And after the game, Dave Roberts said that, you know, since they had pushed his start back a day because his arm came out a little sore after his previous start, and they wanted to make sure he had that rest. And then, you know, the 5 innings part is part of that. They want to make sure that he's good to go. You know, it's a matter of, would you rather have Dustin May for 5 innings in a playoff game, or would you rather have him for 6 or 7 in a regular season game and maybe not have him in October? And we all know the answer to that. So that's why it is like that there. Julio did his job on Saturday, going 6 innings. And then on Sunday, Andrew Heaney only ended up going 4 innings. And it wasn't entirely because of wanting to save him or anything like that, although that played a factor in it. But it was also part of the way that there was some weird weather, the rain and everything else. The Dodgers had a weird little situation or a rain delay. And the Dodgers just, you know, wanted to make sure they were good and everything was set there. So Andrew Heaney looked good again. Got a lot of swings and misses, got a lot of strikeouts, not a lot of innings. And you think about that, and you think about Dustin May and his 5 innings, and you think about Andrew Heaney and his 4 innings, and you think, well, that's 9 innings. And in those 9 innings, those guys allowed, I think, a total of 1 run. And, you know, not as many strikeouts from May, but strikeouts from Heaney. They both come from different sides and angles and everything else. So it could be a pair that matches up in October for a 1 game, for game 3 or game 4 of a potential series. So while I still believe that they shouldn't do the double piggyback that Jeff had brought up last week, I do believe a piggyback is part of the situation they're going to have, with Dustin May being for sure one of the pitchers that's involved in that, and maybe looking like Andrew Heaney, with maybe Tyler Anderson being that game 3 starter, which wouldn't be mad at all. Tyler Anderson went on the paternity list over the weekend, and he was not around, but he should pitch for the Dodgers on Tuesday during their doubleheader against the Diamondbacks. So we'll see him back out on the mound. Speaking of coming back and pitching for the Dodgers, there's a handful of guys that are ready or close to ready to being able to do so. So we're going to talk about them, give you guys those updates, and then get out of here for today's episode. But thank y'all for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day, and make sure to keep on watching and listening to Locked On Dodgers. All right, so Dodgers, I believe this is probably like the 3rd or 4th time I've done this, but it's perfect because the continue to have updates on these guys, and hopefully a lot of these updates are updates on how they pitched for the Dodgers pretty soon. But let's run through the list of the Dodgers pitchers that are injured or currently on the injured list. They're not injured anymore, and when we can expect them to return. This is all compiled from news and notes from over the weekend from different guys. So we'll start with Yency Almonte. Yency Almonte threw a simulated game last week, no issues. He will now join Oklahoma City for a rehab assignment starting Tuesday. And I would imagine he pitches a few times there and then finds his way back coming to the Dodgers. So Yency Almonte is close. We know after his simulated game last week, Dave Roberts said, ball was coming out hot, so that's a good sign. And the Dodgers could really use him. At this point, Almonte, if he comes back and all these other guys come back, is probably more toward your 7th or 8th reliever rather than, you know, 3rd or 4th. But if Yency Almonte is your 7th or 8th reliever with the stuff that he's shown pitching for the Dodgers this year, then the Dodgers are in a very, very, very good spot when it comes to October. So that's Almonte. Moving on, Tony Gonsolin. Tony Gonsolin threw a bullpen last week, came out of it fine. But here's where Dave Roberts said about maybe him coming back to the rotation. He said, quote, as far as buildup, we're certainly not there yet. The plan is that he'll throw another bullpen Monday, and the next progression of that would be to go out there and face hitters. So again, to expect him to be built up like he was before he went down is very unrealistic. So then the point is, when we get further down the road, what do we have? So the number one thing is to get him healthy, get him strong, and kind of see where we're at with that. Roberts essentially ruling out the fact that Tony Gonsolin's going to come back as a starter that can go 5-6 innings. But, you know, basically wants to get Tony Gonsolin healthy, and then they'll kind of figure it out from there. Gonsolin hasn't pitched. It's been almost a month, August 23rd. And, yeah, this is one where, yeah, they're hoping to get Tony Gonsolin healthy. And then if he is healthy, then they decide, okay, do we want him on the roster, or do we not want him on the roster, or do we, you know, obviously they'll keep him around and he can be on, you know, if he's not on the NLDS roster, he can be on an NLCS roster, whatever the case is. But we're not going to see Tony Gonsolin as a starter. And, you know, at this point, we're not entirely sure if we're going to see him at all. So we'll have to wait and see. It's a tough loss. Although, you know, candidly speaking, just based on how good Tony Gonsolin is, what his numbers are and everything else, it's not necessarily like, oh man, the Dodgers are down Gonsolin when it comes to October, just because, you know, it's unpredictable in October. Tony Gonsolin might have been pitching a little bit better than what, you know, he was putting out there. And you don't want to see that regression come in October. So if it was bound to happen, it happened a little bit in the regular season. He kind of made some adjustments, figured things out, and pitched pretty well. But, you know, you don't want to, at this point, you don't want to see him having to go through that in October, especially if he's not fully healthy. So I really don't know what we're going to see from Tony Gonsolin the rest of this way, but we'll continue to wait and see. And hopefully he gets, at the very least, get healthy and be available. And then the Dodgers, like I said, will make decisions once that gets there. Moving on, Blake Treinen should be starting a rehab assignment with Oklahoma City by this week coming up. Treinen's expected to face hitters on Monday, today, and then he'll head over for his rehab assignment after that. Yeah, this is the big one. This is the guy that the Dodgers really want to be healthy or at least ready to go. And we'll see what happens there. As long as he can give the Dodgers an inning every other day, he'll prove pretty valuable when it comes to October. It might not be a matter of where he can pitch back-to-back days if they can completely avoid it. But we'll see. But Blake Treinen's a big one. Next guy, Bruce Dark Gratterall, another big one. Gratterall threw a bullpen on Friday. Dave Roberts said, quote, Bruce Dark was good today. Effort, the velocity, the stuff was really good. Bruzdar is now expected to face hitters for a live BP on Tuesday. If that goes well, he could rejoin Oklahoma City for a rehab assignment. I don't know if Oklahoma City is close to a playoff spot or in a playoff spot. I think they're a game back of a playoff spot currently. But if they're fighting for a spot, they're going to have Yency Almonte, Blake Treinen, and Bruzdar Gratterall on their bullpen in the next week or so. So that, you know, at the very least, the OKC Dodgers will get some big league innings and hopefully some very good, clean big league innings. I mean, that these guys are ready to go. You know, for Gratterall, it's another one. It's a good sign that he's looking good, feeling good, and getting him back on this roster, it would be a benefit for sure. We already mentioned David Price. He's supposed to pitch to hitters in this coming week, and then they go from there. Although Dave Roberts did say that Gratterall and Treinen are ahead of David Price in terms of when they'll be back. You know, realistically, I think that's more of a matter of David Price. We're not entirely rushing back, or you know, he's not a guy that we need to get back, and the other guys are more of a need than David Price. Kevin Pillar was supposed to start his rehab assignment last week, but ended up coming with the Dodgers, working with the hitting staff, taking out bats, and then now he'll go to Oklahoma City starting this week. Like I said, this guy is just a matter of him being healthy and being an option which is more of an option if somebody gets hurt rather than an option to actually contend for a spot on the roster in playoff time. So that's what it is. And then, as we mentioned last time, Victor Gonzalez, Danny Duffy won't be coming back. They were taken off assignment, and we'll probably see them in 2023 if Danny Duffy, I'm not sure, but Victor Gonzalez will likely see him in 2023 and see what happens. So that's the update on all those guys. The Dodgers, like I said, could be getting Trinan, Almonte, and Gratterall back soon. Tony Gonsolin remains TBD, but could be back soon in a different capacity. And as we've talked about before, the Dodgers are going to have a pitching staff rather than, you know, starters and relievers per se. They got Julio, they got Kershaw. I mean, they have Tyler Anderson. And then beyond that, you know, Heaney, May, everyone else, they're going to have to figure things out. But as long as everyone gets healthy, the Dodgers will be in a very, very good spot when it comes down to it, and full strength when it comes to October, or at least as close to full strength as they can be with the way they have it set up right now. So that's it. Like I said, it's always fun sweeping a series. It's more fun sweeping a series against the Giants, and even better when it concludes a season where you went 15-4 against the Giants. So shout out to the Dodgers. Continue to keep up. They got the Diamondbacks this week for a 5-game series in 4 days, doubleheader on Tuesday. So fun stuff coming up this week. And then they got Albert Pujols coming to town over the weekend. Albert Pujols is currently at 698 home runs, so there's a potential he could come. At the very least, he's coming to Los Angeles with needing 2 home runs to get to 700. And then obviously he could already be here with 700, whatever the case is. Hanser Alberto does say he wants to face Albert Pujols, so hopefully that means, oh, if that does happen, hopefully that means it's because the Dodgers are up by a lot of runs. So we'll see what happens. But that's it. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. Check out Locked On MLB for your second listen. Paul Francis Sullivan brings humor, passion, and unique perspective on every team. Don't call him Paul, though. Call him Sully. The biggest stories around the league. The number one daily league-wide podcast can be found on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, on Odyssey, or wherever you get podcasts as well by searching for Locked On Dodgers, which is also how you can find us on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. If you need to get a hold of us, the DMs are open on all those counts, or you can send us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us when you get in your car or if you're at home. Tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.